going down.
This call is being recorded.
All right, this is our team huddle for May 21st. Tonight we're going to talk about RPAs, revenue producing activities, and we're also going to share from our rehab boot camp. And we have some guests on the line tonight. We're excited. It's Greg and Lisa from Missouri. So they're on the line. I want to welcome them on the line as well. So let me talk to you a little bit about what I call revenue producing activities. Write this down, grab your pen and paper, and I call them RPAs, revenue producing activities. Well, what are revenue producing activities? All right, let's make a list of them. Revenue producing activities are the activities that are gonna lead you to making money, lead you to revenue. And you always hear it said that you work on your business and you work in your business. We wanna talk about, you know, working in the business, all right? Not setting the business up, the systems and stuff, but actually doing the business. And when you really figure out, well, what are my activities? Well, the number one activity in real estate is analyzing deals. Let's just get right to the point here. If you're not analyzing deals, searching, I'm gonna qualify that, searching and analyzing deals. If you're not searching and analyzing deals, then you don't start the process of the activities that lead to revenue. So it's gotta start with a search, and it's gotta start with analyzing the deals. Everybody with me on that one, right? RPAs, number one, RPA is searching and analyzing the deals, okay? Whenever you get into your marketing in the beginning, your marketing is set up where you actually do the activities of doing the searches and analyzing. You start out doing it yourself, but as you grow your business and you grow your team, you start training other people to do what you are doing, right? You go from the technician to the management. And then once you get up the ladder, of course, then you're the entrepreneur, then you just manage the managers, you train the trainers. But in the beginning, the activities are gonna basically be your activities. So if you're spending an hour in Craigslist and you're looking and using the keyword search programs and you're looking for distressed properties or fixers or price reductions or all the other keywords that lead you to a distressed property or an owner, then you're doing what we call a revenue producing activity. You're searching, okay? All right, so let's stay with that RPA, search and analyze. Now let's move it into another RPA or a function of that RPA, where is that now, let's say that you're working with realtors and you're building your team and you're starting to leverage your team. So you have an RPA is what? Your RPA is that you want to create a functional list of realtors that work with investors. You want to qualify your time and qualify the people that you work with. Write that down. I want to qualify my time and make sure it meets with my RPA criteria. I want to qualify my time and I want to qualify the people that take my time. So it's a double qualification. Your time, their time, okay? Very important that we qualify our time. Now, I want to give you an example of an RPA by working with a realtor. So today was my day. So I have a realtor who calls me up and says, Gary, you got to look at this particular property. And I'm actually going to give you the address on the property. I'm going to give you an assignment. The property address is 4015 Waterhouse, okay, Waterhouse Road, spelled W-A-T-T-E-R, House, H-O-U-S-E. That's one word, Waterhouse Road. And it's located in Oakland. I write this down. It's a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath, and it's 1,039 square feet. Now, I went out to that property today. Again, this is a revenue-producing activity, and I use my own experiences to motivate you to bring reality into what I teach so you know that it's real world. It's not just book stuff. So now I went through that property, and I did a floor plan using Magic Plan, okay, which is really cool. Zane taught me how to use that, which is really cool. I really appreciate him showing me that. And I built the whole floor plan, measured the windows and everything, And I went through my repair estimator, and I went through that line, you know, line by lining item, and I figured out that that property is going to cost me $55,000 to rehab it. And I like the property. It's a cute two-bedroom, one bath. So my number is $50,000. Now, if you go to and look at that online and use it as an example, and then try to figure out what the rehab costs are going to be from reading description and looking at, you know, the photos of the property, you'll be surprised how good you can get. Now, you're working in your business. It's a revenue-producing activity, but it's doing one thing more. You're learning by searching and finding deals. You're learning how to do it. How cool is that? Okay. So keep that in mind. You want to do your RPAs, and searching, right, and analyzing is how you grow in the business and you become good at the business and you achieve at what we call a mastery level. Now, let's get back to a variation of that. Building your team and building and finding realtors that will actually do what you do. Now, why would a realtor want to work with you? Well, first of all, you are a repeat client. Usually a realtor sells a home and then, you know, maybe 7 years later they get the listing, right? But you're a repeat client. So obviously you're going to have preferential treatment. They're going to work with you. Now, if they work now, how do you find realtors that work with investors? It's very easy. You go on Redfin. You go on Zillow. You go on Trulio. You go on realtor.com. And you look for those properties that are listed by realtors that are distressed properties. That's how simple it is. Now you cut through all of the minutiae and you go right to the realtors that are working with investors. And now you just want to qualify that realtor. Is it a one-time listing or does he work with other investors? So you're going to interview him. You're going to ask some questions. And then you're going to introduce yourself. Hey, I own a redevelopment company. I'm looking for a couple more deals out there. Keep your eye open for me. Call me whenever you get one. I'd like to be on your list. And that, you know, and that's really all you do. It's that simple. And the name of this game is building your list. Another revenue producing activity is building your list, creating your network, building your referral system. These are all revenue producing activities. You see, this is what makes you golden in terms of converting your time to income. So now you got your realtors out there, and all of a sudden, you now become a person of attraction, not a person of promotion. You're not promoting, but your realtors are calling you, and they're bringing the deals to you. Instead of you chasing the deals now, you just reverse that whole mechanism. Because now the deals are chasing you. Realtors are bringing you deals. Revenue producing activity. Write it down. I want to build my realtor list by targeting realtors who are working with other investors. Okay? It's a powerful RPA. Also, when you go out on Sunday open houses and you drive around or you look through Craigslist or you look through open house guides, you will find and read the descriptions. Now, you may think this is a lot of time consuming and boring, but did you know you can go to the open house guides and you can read all the descriptions and figure out whether that property is a distressed property? Maybe it's a foreclosed property. Maybe it's a property in auction. Maybe it's a property that's going through a probate or an estate sale, because they still put them on the MLS as well. Okay. Now you got your realtor network going. Your RPA is I will create a realtor network. Okay. Second step, another RPA. How about going to networking groups? How about meeting wholesalers? How about making your list of wholesalers? You just created tonight, that's all I'm going to go. I've just created for you two RPAs that will dial in and bring you deals so you don't have to chase them. So all you're doing is searching and analyzing. That's the first step to create this income. Now, the second step, I'm going to open it up. I want people to share a little bit about the adventure that we had. The second step that we have, once we create the realtor's referral system and we create the wholesalers that are going to send you deals too, what's the second step? Well, the second step is going out and looking at the properties, doing your cost estimates, doing your comparable market analysis to determine if it's a good APR, a good ARV, excuse me, APR, ARV, and what the rehab costs are going to be. Can I make 10% ROI on that property? That's your second, that's your analytical part of your RPA. RPA. All right, with that being said, I want you guys to really, if you'll just do this assignment, it'll be so cool. Go ahead and take the property address I gave you, 4015 Waterhouse Road, Oakland. That's one I'm looking at right now. And just email it back to me, because if I give you these assignments and you do these activities, you're just going to get better and better and better. You're going to make money at this. Tell me what the ARV is going through Redfin, Zillow, and Realtor.com. You don't have to go on the MLS. Just tell me what you think the you know, what the ARV is on that. Would you please email it to me? And then also going through there, reading the description and looking at the pictures of the property, kind of tell me just based on that what you feel it would cost. And I gave you a clue already because I went out and looked at it. I shouldn't have gave it to you. What it would cost to rehab that particular property. And that's your first step to what I call a very powerful RPA. Okay, getting it going. All right. Now, with that being said, I'm going to unmute everybody. I hope you know, we can have take a couple questions, and I'm going to have some people share about the rehab boot camp. So let me open it up for questions here. So I've got everybody open now. All the lines are open. Okay, now you understand two great RPAs that we talked about. So any questions that you have on developing your RPA? Any questions?
Well, I think they're pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, you do? You think I did a good job, aren't we?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So it's pretty clear what you need to do, okay, to do it. All right. Then the question is, can I get my activities in line with my RPAs? So I do the activities of searching Craigslist, building my realtor list, going to the networks, and building my wholesale. That's really three funnels, by the way, which would be really, really cool, okay? Okay, and then I want to add one more thing, and I want you guys to share about this. You see, as you start doing this and developing your referral networks, what happens is you start, you know, right now you're doing that search, but as you start working with the realtors and you start working in the wholesalers, okay, and then you start maybe training some people on your team, what happens is you rise up from the technician to the manager, and now the deals are coming to you as opposed to you going to the deals. Now, I'm going to say this. If you guys have a really strong presence in a really nice business card and a business brochure, okay, you know, and a nice web presence, okay, you're going to create a what I call credibility in who you are and what you do, because everybody Googles everybody today. And that's very important that people understand who you are and what you know, who you are and what you can do for them. That's basically what it is. Who are you? What do you do? And what can you do for them? Just write that down. Who you are, what you do, and what you could do for them. Add that on your business card, your business brochures, everything that you're doing, and you'll find that people, you'll become a person of attraction. And then as you hand out business cards and brochures and meet people and build your referral network, okay, the crazy thing is that sometimes those people, if you educate them now, they'll refer you to other people as well. See? Doors open doors. Write that down. Doors open doors. So you start creating a referral network by building your list. You know, the gold is in the list. Okay, it's in the list. I mean, when you think about real estate, If you have a buyer's list, you could do wholesaling. If you have a lender's list, you could do rehabbing. If you have a realtor's list, you can find deals. If you find a wholesaler's list, you can find deals. See, you used to hear the gold is in the follow-up, and real estate is not. The gold is in the list that you create. So the list is very, very powerful. Once you create those lists, then you know what? You're working smart and not hard. That's the power of it. And then you just build your credibility up. And your credibility is what separates you from your competition. You see? But you do a good job on your credibility packets, especially what we teach you, especially those of you guys who are involved in Fortune Builders. If you build up your credibility packets, so I don't care if it's for lenders, I don't care if it's for contractors, whatever it happens to be, okay, you're going to get the award of the property over the other guy, because I promise you, they will Google your name and they will go on your website. So if you're competing for foreclosures, if you're doing auctions, if you're competing for realtor, all of that plays a part as to your credibility. Because people want to know that you're going to write the offer, and they want to know that you're going to close the escrow. So they're going to go where they're going to get paid. So credibility plays a part on a competitive angle. And I don't know why I threw that in there. I just had to throw it in there. Okay. Any other questions or discussions you guys want to bring up, or questions on anything for that matter? If you have any questions, this is the time to do it. You guys are so bashful.
There you go, Gary.
Hello? Go ahead.
Gary, how you doing? This is Leko.
Leko, how are you?
I got a question. Good, good, good. Hey, thanks, by the way. Website looks beautiful. Everything looks good.
Oh, I'm so happy, man. I can't wait to launch you, my friend.
My question is...
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Me and my wife, we're going to be kind of more focused on wholesaling and looking for deals and obviously applying the revenue-producing activity. My question was regarding once we do... plan and start to rehab, and when we're working with lenders, when we apply in the future, when we do apply for like finding lenders, do they pull your personal credit score or do they pull your business credit score?
No, when you first start out, they are going to pull your credit, right? And they will sometimes require tax returns or W-2s. But here's the deal. They loan on the property. All they're concerned about is that you don't have any liens or government liens against you for not paying your taxes. That's all they're concerned about. That's why they provide it. And they want to make sure that you have the funds, to close the escrow, the additional funds. Now, when you start rehabbing, you can leverage, again, the magic word is leverage, off of other people who have those funds. So when you go from wholesaling to rehabbing, my personal suggestion and recommendation is that you joint venture with somebody. Now, let me be honest. The reason I do all this training and I build the team and I service you guys as much as I possibly can, or you allow me to, is because I want to be that person that joint ventures with you.
Oh, perfect.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
now, I know a lot of you, I'm at the point, I built some pretty good companies. I think you guys all know that. 50 branches, mortgage branches, 1,200 loans. But here's the thing. I'm at a point or age in my life where I want my students to exceed my successes. So I have a checkered flag, and just picture me as your greatest supporter. Right? Just look at me with a little pom-pom dress on and some pom-poms. Don't laugh. Okay? I know. Because I want you to win.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shut up. I want you to win. Okay? And I really am serious about that. So, yes, I want to do some joint ventures with you. Now, what happens is that the lenders always, they'll go ahead and based on your activities. Have you done 3 deals in the last 2 years? That's what they're going to ask you. So if you joint venture with somebody and you set it up property as an LLC, then they'll take my experience with your experience. How cool is that? And you'll get the lower interest rates and the lower points at the same time. Now you do a few, 2 or 3 joint venture deals and you run through it with a mentor that you can trust. And you know what? You're going to come out ahead. You're going to have better, you know, better projects. You're going to have more confidence in your projects. Mentorship is the key, in my opinion, to real success. I qualify this by saying real success in real estate. It's not the books. It's the mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody taking you by the hand and showing you the ropes, showing you what to do and not to do. And there's only so much a coach can do. There's only so much a book can do. There's only so much a, you know, an educational process can do. But the mentorship is with you, breathing with you, right? Eating with you. The mentor is there with you, okay, on a daily basis. So that's the sure way. And I'm sorry I took so much time explaining that, because I can't put enough emphasis on do your first few deals with a mentor and don't get in trouble, please. Okay. So that's all good questions. Thank you for asking that. So I hope that clears it up. You don't need business credit. Later, as you start doing these deals, you want to put them in an LLC, and then you start building your business credit, because once you get an LLC, you go to the bank, you open up your bank account, and that becomes business credit. That's how easy it is to build business credit. Okay. Start out with an LLC. All right. I want you guys promised me, I want you guys to share. I'm going to start with Wayne Lucas. Wayne, time to share with you what you saw about this weekend. By the way, I always invite my people, my team, okay, to, if you want to go to anything like rehab or boot camp or marketing through Fortune Builders, you always can pay $500 as a guest of mine, and you can always go to those. You know, I don't know how many they allow you to go to, but as long as they don't say anything, I'll keep inviting, because I want you guys to have the benefit, you know, of the knowledge, and hopefully you'll make enough money that you can actually invest at that level and have the education at that level, you know, which I think, you know, I would recommend highly to everybody. Okay. So, Mr. Wayne, tell us your experience.
Yes, sir. Well, I found that extremely informative and motivating. I initially felt with the contractor information as far as how to locate contractors, I originally felt there would be pushback from the contractors for the way it was being set up. In hindsight, reflecting on it, I think that that's invaluable information on how to build your team of contractors. And then the rehab program, I mean, that is just gold. In order to have a check sheet that by square footage you can come up with a rehab budget in order to determine whether it's a good deal or not, and determine your ARV, whether there's going to be any money left in it for you, and basically how much will be left in it. I think it was just phenomenal information.
Great. All right. So you really got a lot out of it then, that way.
I did, even though I'm brain fried.
I know.
I'm still trying to catch up.
I think we all are. Even my wife told me that. My wife is so analytical, you know. She told me that. So, okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Elizabeth, what did you get out of it, honey? What was your experience? And I know you were there, and you had some, you were there in pain, but what a warrior you are. I'm so proud of you.
Hi. I think for sure two things that really stand out. The steps that they are in place to help you avoid common mistakes or avoid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really important. I think if I would implement those steps when I have gone through a few remodels, that would have saved so much time and money and headaches and going back and forth, and probably finish the project so much sooner. And within budget, right? Without really going like 25%, 30% above, you know, what you think you had planned. The systems, they have great systems, so you can implement them and be closer, much closer for the evaluation, you know, of your project. I think they're invaluable, these two things. the systems and the steps to implement them. And also the legal part that they show you, right?
Yes.
Double check with, you know, with your team, your CPA, right, your attorney. But those steps are really, really key in this. And legally, you know, things I wouldn't even think about asking my contractor or my subcontractors, you know, when I was going through the remodels. So they're there to help you avoid lawsuits or headaches later on or during the project. So those three things, actually.
And Elizabeth is an investor and has done rehabbing, so you know she's sharing from a position of experience here. So that's good. Thank you for sharing, Elizabeth. I appreciate you very much. And is Mr. Michael Lucas on the phone?
Yes, I am, Gary. How are you this evening?
Oh my gosh, I had to twist Michael's arm, beg him to go, everything, you know, pray about it with him. Oh my God. So, Michael, what was your take on the whole weekend? What did you come away with that helped you?
Well, it started with when you were saying present who you are, what you do, and what you can do for others. We learned a very powerful elevator speech. And so when we what we do and how we do it, who we are, and what we can do for contractors. The highlight was connecting with their need to get paid. And that compensation is tied to performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that stood out with me. Yeah.
Right. No, that was great. I like those KPIs, right? Key
mm-hmm.
performance indicators. I mean, I thought that got me more than anything, right? So that was really, really great. Do we have Zane on the line tonight? I've been wearing Zane out. I don't know if he's on the line or not. Well, we got Craig and Lisa brand new to us. Craig and Lisa, they went to the boot camp. I met them at boot camp. Do you have anything you'd like to share, your experiences?
The whole process has been a very good learning experience. I loved Gary's dance. That was phenomenal.
Oh, God, I knew you'd do that.
Lots of claps and digs on the mat, all over Fortune Builders. I mean, he's almost an internet star.
Oh, God.
But that aside, meeting the people at these events and the knowledge gain and the takeaways like the KPIs and the elevator pitches and the fact that San and Andy, even though San built this company 15, 14 years ago, still takes time out of his family and schedule to teach these classes, which he absolutely doesn't have to do, is pretty good.
Yeah,
and it tells me it's not completely just somebody out to get your money. They still have some skin in the game, as everyone likes to say. And that's kind of what I like. I mean, I loved meeting Gary and Wayne and Elizabeth and Gary's wife and heard about their dog. And that's what I get out of it, is the meeting the people and building the relationships.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I was going to keep my business just locally in the Bay Area, but because I met Lisa and Greg, I've decided that I'm going to expand a little bit, just to maybe one couple at a time or one person at a time, and see about doing some wholesaling and maybe going into multifamily and apartment buildings, because that is my background. And I never told you guys this, but I used to do shopping strips and apartment buildings. I had a whole team in my company that went out and bought apartment buildings every single month, actually, through a gentleman I'm still in contact with today who ran that apartment. We had 12 commercial brokers in our company. So it's kind of going back to my roots and the kind of fun things I enjoyed, to be honest with you. All right, I'm going to share one thing and then we'll wrap it up. And first of all, I appreciate all of you being on the call. I appreciate the people that took the time away from their families, you know, to go and learn from a higher education. I think the greatest investment you could make in this business, it's one of the most wonderful careers ever, is to invest in yourself. I think that is so wonderful. And I applaud, you know, all of you, you know, really for doing that. Now, one of the things, oh, Wayne's going to love this one. Well, I actually, the next day, even though we got home at 2 o'clock in the morning, oh my God, I was so tired. The next day I had to get up and I had to meet a new contractor who was doing a bid on my Silverado Country Club project, right? We're building a 2,800 square foot home, which is we're really excited about. And I put together the entire package. I wrote the nice letter. I put together the code of ethics, you know, in there, what was to be expected. I put in the application form. I put in the you know, the example of the insurance indemnification. Okay. I also put in, oh my God, the scope of work, the way we work, you know, the way they have to bid at it, what categories. All right. And I put the contract in there and I put it in a nice little binder and I met with them. Now, this was so cool. The first thing I said is, guys, I want to build a long-term relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you're not here for a one-time wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type big profit killing, because that's not going to happen. I just totally destroyed that right there. In the, you know, and you know what they did? They didn't hang their heads down. They actually looked me right in the eyes, which I felt respect immediately because of that. And I said, I'm a wholesaler, not a retailer. We are all wholesalers. And our goal is to bring you a continuous flow of business because we know you, we like you, and we trust you. So we're looking for that type of relationship. I went through the code of ethics with him. No, you know, loud music, no smoking and drinking on the properties, all the things that was there. And do you know, they loved it. They literally loved it. And I was so proud of them. Now they're going to give me a bid on Friday. I hope it's reasonable and everything works out right. But I just took the Fortune Builders 6 critical documents, put it in a nice binder, went over there and went through it with them. And oh my gosh. And here's a crazy thing. I got these people out of Home Advisors in that, and you know, in Napa. I Googled contractors in Napa and I got them out of Home Advisors. And they were very reputable. They've been there for 18 years doing business. They've got all the references that I need. And I came away because, you know, I came away with a lot of confidence that I found a really good contractor and a really good team. And they could handle 2 or 3 homes at a time for me. So I was very, very excited. And I just wanted to pass that on to you guys that, you know, systems work. And mentorship works, and that's the product of it. So that was very, very, very cool. So I wanted you to have that testimony. And when you get to that level, I'll be here to help you put those packages together so you don't have to, you know, figure it all out for you and create a folder and have it all right there and put your logo on it, and you're ready to go. So all good stuff. Any last-minute questions before we say goodnight to everybody?
When are you going out next?
Well, I'm going to go Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be driving down to the team huddle in San Jose, if you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Anybody else?
Did
wants
you
to
say
go
San Jose?
Yes. It's at the team huddle. You guys want to go? Anybody wants to go?
I'm a little far from San Jose.
Well, you know what? Don't you know the road to San Jose?
The Blues just beat them. So I was just wondering.
You know what? You had to bring that up, didn't you? So I just had to bring that up, right? Oh my God!
I knew it was coming, Gary.
Oh yeah, we get so close every year, and then we get whacked out. I just can't believe that stuff, you know. But that's okay. All right. Anything else you guys got? All right. Hey, listen. I'm going to say. Adios, amigos. Thank you very much. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Those guys that want to go to Fortune Builders Huddle with Cookie tomorrow night, please text me. Let me know. And if you're living in San Jose, I can meet you there. And but I got to put your name in. It is $10. And anybody wants to ride with me, why, they're welcome to do that as well. All right. God bless you guys. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.